he does.
Kim Henderson as well, expressing concerns over the police oversight committee work, and she also sat on a guard to a well-run
Trina Bird, no conflicts to report.
Kathy Dunn and I am on the committee to look whether there should be an oversight group regarding the police department. So I've attended two meetings, so I will attend tomorrow.
Yeah. Previously served as I'd be more than willing to have one piece of having served.
Alright, can I help out here?
I am so new that I just feel like I'm wearing the role. And you have stepped How long will it take us to get it fixed up?
Kathy needs one of these.
Federal?
Yeah.
These are the extras.
just because I don't know. Now, the person ranked number two has the 8 points, but yet in other areas he's much lower. Does it ever happen because of the additional debt points they get that we end up hiring someone who is not as well qualified as it appears the other candidates are just
Indeed.
Because of those points?
Yes.
I
one that was printed out should have that corrected.
The only thing in your header there, it's per civil service rule 9.1.6. First of all, I just want to thank this commission. It's hard work, commitment, and the dedication to getting it working. I think it's the message to the paper. They've done a lot of work. They take unit times. We've now got 60%. We're running on fumes. Urge the department. I, in fact, talked about it with the staff. Certifying the list, and we've already talked about ready to do backgrounds. We met with HR and working that out to make sure that's done. Keep looking to the next step, even if we're on a good path. And the comments that I got, I was approached by several people involved in this process. We're very pleased with the process being put together, and I think that's a credit to this commission. It's also a huge credit to Kate and Amber. Been involved in this area, as you know, done and is done. Again, I appreciate everybody involved in this to get it done. I just pay them because we're very shorthanded. Just 7 months now, believe it or not, here we've seen two significant crime waves that are not typical in Cambridge Island. And I think it's important that citizens, I think they are now, they're very well aware of what the challenges are here. And I think they responded well, very proud. They are moving forward because they know you are here trying to get bodies. So appreciate that. I have come up, bring it. That's my fault. I will email it. I have an org chart that is not, I think I got some people nervous. It's just an org chart. It's my dream chart, what I would like to see this department look like in 5 years down the road. My thoughts have been we're losing another lieutenant, from changing to promoting, and I will bring this is just talk. Making sergeants instead of lieutenants, so we have a clear chain of command, to make relief supervisors, to make them corporals with their added responsibilities, and not change the number of administrative staff this department's ever had. If you're familiar with the old organizational chart, chief or lieutenant, contributing. Is operated on a clear line of authority that came for people answered, but I think I just operations lieutenant, the commander, the chief, the very clear line with delineated responsibilities and functions. And what I've done, had Lieutenant Quintoli as the operations lieutenant, and I have all four relief supervisors answering to her at this point. And a day is administrative lieutenant, yeah. Harbor master, and park enforcement officer, and deputies, and all his other things he's doing administrative projects that we're trying to get done. So, does that work for now? Yeah. That works in the future, no. But having spoken, and I've spoken with the guild, many members of the guild, vast majority, they're more concerned right now with getting people on the street than the radio. What? Then we'll work on the function of this part. That when that radio cracks, talk about how those promotions will occur. And some of the thoughts have been, I think it makes sense that if it were sergeants, because the person that puts in for a relief supervisor may have also wanted to put in for sergeant. Our highest rank in that field, then he's ever eligible for the other ranks, then maybe you don't have that. You may promote those. And put out a sergeant notice, and now all four of them, and then you've wasted all that time and energy, so we and then work our way down. I work, bring that with me, organizational. But it's just, I'm looking at something that I was trying to, that did I, that would, should you help me out? Given these persons with blur, it's hard for people if you don't know exactly your area of responsibility. And so whether you've got and if you look at our general order, current general order, it calls for a support staff supervisor, support services, administration, and it's clearly delineated that they have people involved in activities that are patrol related, but people involved in the straight line. I think when you put that it's kind of part. But what I've tried to do is giving people specific possibilities. They're in charge of the whole account for doing that. That's what we're doing. Chief, commander, you got operations lieutenant, full sergeant, 16th velocity, marine officer, the two detectives, park enforcement officer. But that's kind of here. This is fun to work it. And working closely with the schools and working that and how that's going to go. Well, we're not. There's a. I hate to see that. So, we're still working. From third my review, third time, just for my review. It's been a few weeks. Thank you.
externally, externally for candidates or externally? I can tell you right now. This department, you well know, there is a opportunity. It has been there many, many. We have in one. Got to. I mean, any other questions for me? Things going on within the National Police Week, and I should recognize that.
What we need to do for this. Civil service.
Can I come? What do you say? Okay. The turkey trot. But he's so involved with the community that now he's my community outreach director. Amy's training coordinator. Records. Who else? My son Gary is policy. He's now that's what he likes to do. Wolfsburg is now the traffic guy. He loves to. He's been a long time with the traffic guys here. He now has the traffic guy. Those responsibilities go to the CIO for mental health because presumably I came up with that. He participated. Who was that? Phenomenal job. He's the one that came up with the idea of the pandemic for a response, which is they're paying for it. Now that the CIO, they love their own domain.
And I don't expect this, by the way, have you thought about reinstating cadet program? Because personally, in my life with my son, that was wonderful, and that's how Ben signed up for the cadet.
Well, it's funny you bring that up, because while I was at Woodward teaching, they asked me about that. They said, are you surprised that you've always, you know, given me a talking about other people in other groups. They yeah, use it. That's their same for the law or a poster program. They paid more on the island. 1566, the high school students, juniors and seniors, young men. And I've got so much feedback from them that I've been put up. More programs. They had paced up and we'll just appreciate you. I just could, four of them ended up being volunteers and me to sign them.
I think that
needed to well, again, we've been so busy. Our names. I mean, the few directors of Rainbow Review Services for all the names to make sure.
So you haven't had a
meeting yet.
Yeah, but you're going, but just
it's coming in the next 2 weeks.
just neat.
But surprising. Never said it's cool.
Barry Peters.
Yeah, Barry Peters. By the way, graduated for that. But these people were willing to do that legislation. And be there and have Peters. You all try this a couple weeks. Basically, that's the you have.
Is it so you can request not saying that you know?
Which far? If I'm going to put in a request to go sue, you really need time. So I'm not opposed to trying to make do. Yeah. One of the people that I have, I'm not opposed to asking. I'm sure that they're maybe suffering the same. It's all right. We know that he takes control and basically paid for by the grant. So the city would. What's the timeline on that? That may be depending on what happens with these background investigations would be then another series of oral board messages. That vacancy. See, then you're keeping these lists out. I have to find that enough. I'm getting three here. For three. So, I mean, obviously that's from my boss and from the city. But you know that I'm here. Three. Oops, a max total of six. Absolutely, and the yield makes sure you don't have a yield cut. I have to get
appreciate the fact that you want to be so proactive, so much healthier, be proactive, that you be active.
Thank you.
memo if we're being different in the courts. So if you can do some quick statement.
It's a really, when I was on the one time I was on the county, it's a real responsibility. It's a really important job that day to get, you know, to listen to the interview and write your comments and judge it. I've certainly taken it very seriously. President too, a parent who has kids in school, so that we can get, so they can get the word out to the other parents with kids.
Yeah,
this is a fine process, and we're developing it. did a great job.
No, I'm just looking forward to the next time where it's a little bit more streamlined process. And the oral, I think we definitely need an updated candidate list for the panelists, because I know I exhausted my half of the list, and the names that I gave to you were the people that could do it. So there is no wiggle room.